Good morning. How are you today? I trust that you are feeling well. Had a good night's rest. Did you? Trust that you had a wonderful weekend of worship. We did. I did. I mean, I'm just still humming from God's embrace and His goodness and His mercy, the time of worship together with the saints. Well, I have much to praise Him for, and I'm sure you do as well. Welcome to the Maximum Radio Network. And you've joined us on Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for just a little while on this morning. It's Monday. That's right, Monday, November the 4th. If you are having a birthday today or this week, and I think there's someone in my family that is having, I think my sister is having a birthday this week. I think it might even be tomorrow. I have to check with her for definitive information on that. However, have a happy birthday. Thank God for you, and we trust that you will have many, many more. Well, our episode title for today is The Lord Who Rescues, and we thank Him for that fact. I'm glad that we are all in agreement about that. He comes to our rescue as we need Him because He is there with us continually. We ended last week, and I thank you for having been with us last week. And if this is your first time with us, well, certainly we thank you for joining us and welcome. However, on last week, we ended with our focus being on our particular families. Now, we pray for many situations and circumstances, but the Lord spoke to my heart on last week about us really ensuring the borders and boundaries around our families, and we looked at scripture that gave us confidence that that is possible, that our families, the members of our families, of our household can be saved. And we saw that in the life of Cornelius, who his family, it says of him in the 10th chapter, verse 1 through 4 of Acts, that he and his family were devout and God-fearing. And so that he prayed continually and did acts of charity towards the needy continually. He wasn't a minister. He was a soldier. He was a soldier in the Roman army. And but an angel appeared to him and told him that, confirmed to him that his prayers had come up before God as a memorial. So we had adopted that to our particular situation. Then we saw further in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 31, we saw the Philippian jailer after Paul and Silas was freed and broke out of jail. The angel got them out. They were imprisoned. The jailer saw the power of God, and he said, "Sirs," he says, "what must I do to be saved?" And the apostle said, "Well, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your household shall be saved." So our actions are confirmed by God's word. So I just wanted to bring that up as by way of reminder that we did that on last week, and we want to press through on that. And you did make a list of your family members, those of your household. Now you have placed it someplace where you could see it, either on your refrigerator, on your mirror, somewhere. And you're continually affirming your desire to see your family saved, every last one of them. However, today, we're continuing to believe God, and we're at the beginning of what I would consider to be a week that God will and does rule over. So it doesn't matter what comes. He's still in charge. He's still on the throne. Jesus Christ is still sitting at his right hand, at the right hand of the Father. That's the position of favor, the right hand. And so whatever the week brings, we're expecting victory. And wherever the challenge arises, we are serving the Lord who rescues. And that's taken from Psalm chapter 34 and verse 18. Let's hear it. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. I'd like to repeat that. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. So what is the Lord saying? I am the Lord who rescues those with a contrite spirit. So no matter what it is, he is the Lord who rescues. Now we're going to go into prayer, and our prayer agenda today will include praying for some people that we know that are being healed, that are going through the trial of having had illness or is looking forward to a procedure of some kind of medical procedure to restore health. And I know one of those persons is actually Deacon Michael Gregory, and he will be experiencing a rather serious medical procedure or surgical procedure in the middle of the week, in fact, on Wednesday. So we do want to pray his strength in the Lord and for speedy recovery and a successful procedure. But first, before we go to that, I believe it's time for us to take a look at today's AccuWeather and forecast. And here it is. Showers of God's love are pushing their way into your region. Blowing from the east, west, north, and south is strength through Jesus Christ. Wind speeds are expected to be just what you need. The outlook for the rest of the week is awesome things ahead. Now, you want to be careful. Please dress right to catch his grace. Presently, the temperature outside is 413 in the book of Philippians, which says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Well, that's your today's AccuWeather and the forecast, and I trust that you would pay close attention to that and follow it, as God has given us a brand new week, and the outlook is great. So be ready, be prepared for this week. Now, I usually seek the Lord early before a program even comes on, because I want to know what God wants us to do and to pray about and be sensitive to in terms of the Holy Spirit. And I believe God is speaking to us today concerning personal strength. In other words, he wants us to ask him. Since Christ can do all things, because he's the one that strengthens us, he wants us to ask him and seek him for strength, because we are in warfare. We need strength. We need resuscitation, rejuvenation. We need affirmation and confirmation. And so let us go to the Lord right now in prayer. If you would join me, I would ask you please to do so. We're going to pray, and I believe that we should make this prayer personal. In other words, put the eye. There's a time for the eye. And put the eye right in there. And I'm going to pray in that sense, in the first person, the singular.
Hallelujah.
So that we can sustain and embrace the power of asking Him. Make it very personal. Take it personal. And you may say, well, I don't feel particularly weak right now. Well, praise God, and that may be so. But you don't know at what part of the storm that you're going to feel very debilitated and your faith is weakened because of the onslaughts of the storm. And storms can be devastating. You know, it's 1 year and we're still trying to recover from the storm called Sandy. The storms can be devastating. Doesn't mean you won't recover or you won't get through it. It just means you need a lot of strength to
Hallelujah.
Stand and sustained in the middle of the storm, and strength to recover from it. And so let us go to the Lord in prayer. And as I said, embrace this prayer for yourself right now. Lord, you are holy above all others, and we come to you because you are our source. You are our protection. Your word says that you are near to those who have a broken heart, and you save such as have a contrite spirit. We're taking you at your word today, Lord, and because you're holy, we want to enter into your courts not only with praise and with thanksgiving, but we do want to enter with clean hands.
Yes.
So we embrace your forgiving power, your cleansing power, your power to change and to transform us from wherever we are to a place even closer to you. We accept and embrace the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ, the covering that he affords us through his blood. We ask for your cleansing. Cleanse us from our sin and our trespasses and our iniquity. Make us whole. Cause us to have a contrite spirit, a humble spirit before you. Cause self to decrease as Christ increases. And Father, all the strength that we need is in your hands. And I'm not asking, Lord, that you take whatever challenge, storms, or trials we face away. Instead, I ask simply that your will be done in my life. Whatever that means, that is what I want. But I admit that it's hard. Sometimes I feel I can't go on. The pain and the fear are too much for me, and I know that I don't have the strength on my own to get through this trial, to get through this set of circumstances, to make it to the other side of the storm. However, I know that I can come to you, Father, and you will hear my prayer. I know that it is not your intent to bring me to this point, just to abandon me, to leave me in the wilderness alone. Please, Father, give me the strength that I need to face this day, today. I ask for my daily bread today. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is in your hands.
Yes, Lord.
However, if you just give me my daily bread, the strength for today is all I need. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Does anyone have a praise report or a prayer request? We're now open for that, and your line is open, and now is the time. It's called a season where you can express your prayer requests or encourage your heart with a very brief and short praise report. We want to use the time efficiently. So your line is open, and it must be relevant.
I just want to say that I'm just grateful to God that I have so much expectancy in my heart every day, and I look forward to every day, and I just want to praise Him and give Him a hallelujah for that.
Well, that's worthy to be lifted up for the Lord, is praise to Him. We should always thank Him for what we have, and if you have, as you said, the expectancy in your heart, well, that's placed there by the Holy Spirit. Entertain it, embrace it, and keep it. Does anyone else have a praise report or a prayer request?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for my life. Thank you for your joy and your peace in my life. Thank you for your strength in my life. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
This morning,
hallelujah.
I just want to lift up all of the men folk in our families, as we begin to pray for our families, if we could lift up the men folk in our families and lift up men on the whole, especially those that are in Christ Jesus, but not leaving out any men, because we have the understanding that the men are the ones that are supposed to be the head, and we are going to pray this morning that they take up their rightful place.
Yes.
In the household, in the community, in the land. To lift them up this morning in the name of Jesus.
Okay. Here's what I would like to do, if you would allow it. I say you, I mean any one of us. I would like someone to take that prayer, take it on right now, and lead us in that. I think that would be so appropriate. And the reason, there are many reasons, and I can think of biblical reasons why. I wouldn't want to go into that at this point. But I think one of you ladies, it would be good for you to take it on right now. Because what we are being asked to do is to birth something. To birth this. And so, I'm going to ask one of you to take this on. Who would? Just lead off in prayer, please. Let us agree.
Heavenly Father God, we give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory, Lord God. Thank you so much, Lord God, for your strategies, for your plans for the earth, O Father. Lord, thank you for predestining us, O Lord God. Predestining us, Lord God, for greatness, O Lord God, in the earth, O Lord God.
Yes.
O Lord God, for placing us, O Lord God, in heavenly places, O Father God. O Lord God, we reign with you even now, O Lord God. Lord God, and we thank you and give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God. We shall do great exploits, O Lord God, because we do know our God, O Father God, and many souls shall be impacted, O Lord God, and come into the kingdom, loving you and serving you and loving and serving each other, O Father God. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God, even now, O Lord God, for all that you've already done, for all that's already in the kingdom, and all that's on their way in, O Father God. We give you the praise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for whole families. We thank you for the families that you're knitting together. We thank you for reconciliations all over the earth, O Lord God. We thank you for your word, O Lord God. We thank you for those that feed on your word, Lord God, and those that's hungry for your word, Lord God, and that your word is available, O Father God, that your Holy Spirit is available, O Lord God. Lord God, that your Holy Spirit is a gift, and that you give it freely, O Father God. Thank you for all of us that already have been born again, and all, Lord God, baptized in your spirit. Lord God, fill us more and more and more, O Father God. Let us, O Lord God, love each other like never before, O Lord God. Let us, O Lord God, go out, O Lord God. You are, O Lord God, the Lord of harvest, O Lord God. Send more, O Father God, into your harvest. lives, oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory. You are great. You are sovereign. You are all-knowing. You are all-powerful. You are the almighty God. Lord God, there is nothing impossible for you, oh, Father God. We praise, the honor, and all the glory. Let the children play, oh, Father God. Lord God, let them, oh, God, hunger
yes.
for knowledge and for understanding and for wisdom, oh, Lord God. Let them value education, oh, Father God. Let the family members, oh, Father God, come together like never before, loving each other, serving each other, oh, Lord God, and being witnesses, oh, Lord God, the parents being a real example to their children, oh, Father God.
Yes.
Let the love of God go down into the generations, oh, Lord God, before you crack the sky, before you come back for your bride, without spot or wrinkle, oh, Lord God. Let the bride now, say come, O Lord God, to those that have not come in yet, O Father God, and we give you the praise. We agree with you, O Lord God. We believe in you, O Lord God, your holy, matchless way, O Lord God. Your will be done in every heart and every mind, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the kiosk. Oh, Father God, you died for all. You died for the chaos, oh, Lord God, the whole universe, the whole earth, and to the increase of your government, there shall be no end. We love you, and we magnify you, oh, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in you. We agree with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, God, my God. Hallelujah, Father God. And we just thank you today. We thank you today, God, that you are God of order. Yes,
yes.
Lord God, and everything
yes.
that you do, God. You ordained it from the beginning of time, Father God, and we know, God, that you created a man to be the head of the household, to be right under
yes.
you, Jesus. Yes, God, today we lift up every man, folk, oh God. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, all of the men, oh God, is true, all the good, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God, today we lift up, oh God. Yes, Lord God. And take their rightful place, Lord God, that you would move by your spirit upon them in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, we come against this morning. Yes, God, everything, oh God, that would try to hinder them, Lord God, and stop them, Lord God, from walking,
yes.
Lord God, into their destiny in the name of Jesus. Lord God, this morning we call on your name because your name can break every shackle and break every chain. This morning
yes,
you are the Lion of the
yes,
tribe
Lord.
Of Judah. Yes,
yes
God,
you
and
are.
We call on you, oh God, to call on them, oh God. Speak to them, Lord God, through dreams and through visions. Speak to their hearts, oh God, the ones
yes,
that are
Lord.
Not seen, Lord God. We pray, oh God, for a turnaround in their life. Yes, God, for a move of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh
yes.
God, some of them, their hearts are hardened towards you, God, but today we ask, oh God, that you take off their hardened hearts, Father God, and give them
yes.
a heart of flesh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them feel, oh God, the power of your love, oh God, and understand, oh God, that you are with them. Yes, Father God, and
yes,
they wouldn't
Lord.
Feel less than, but Father God, they would stand, oh God, they would know who they are in you, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray especially for the men folk that are in the kingdom that are saved, oh God, and our people
yes.
better. Hallelujah, Jesus, because we know that there's even a special attack on them, an intense
yes.
God attack on them. But mighty God, today we come against every attack, oh God, in their mind, in the name of Jesus. Come at them against every attack in their body, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit
yes.
that would try to attach itself to them, we come against it right now, in the
yes.
name of
the
Jesus,
name of
Lord
Jesus.
God. And we break every curse, oh God, every generational curse of our men, for
yes.
in the name of Jesus, we cancel your assignment this
yes.
morning. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You have to leave our men folk alone in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
We cast you out. We place you on our feet right now. And
amen.
We declare that they are the head and not the tail. Yes,
yes.
Lord, that their minds would be to serve you, Lord. and you alone, yes. You and you alone, oh Lord God. Yes, yes, Father God, that they will cry out this morning, those that don't know you, and even those that are that known you, those that have backslidden. Hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you that you're married to the backslider. Yes, God, that they will cry out and call on your name. Yes, Lord God, and I yield, I cannot take it anymore. And they will surrender,
yes.
Lord God, give us humble hearts,
yes.
This morning.
Yes.
Every prideful spirit, every egotistic spirit, coming to them in the name of Jesus. Let them know, God, that your love. Let them feel your love this morning. Let them know that they can love and be loved in the name of Jesus. Lord God, have your way in them. Lord God Almighty, have your way in them. Let them be able to stand up, oh God. Stand up. Yes, Lord God, and do your work in them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know that whatever you begin, Lord God, you are able to complete.
Yes.
God, you are calling it done. Right now, we are calling it done in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
Thank you. We praise you, O God, and we bless your name, Father God, for what you're about to do, that you're about to stir up every gift in them, O God. You're about to stir up their hearts and their minds, O God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, that you're stirring it up even right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, for a mighty move, oh God. Yes, Lord God, of your Holy Spirit on their hearts and in their minds. We thank you, God, and we praise you. Yes, Lord, we bless your name. Yes, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you're about to do. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you the praise, we give you the glory,
thank
we
you,
give
Lord.
You all of the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Thank you, God.
Just want to make
thank
a quick
Lord.
A quick comment. When we pray, our prayers must be just like a doctor's prescription. It must be directed. It must be relevant. We're in warfare, and prayers are part of our tack, if you will.
Yeah.
And we should wield a sharp instrument.
Amen.
We shouldn't just... you know, beat it the air, you know. God wants our prayers to be relevant like a doctor's prescription. If I go to the doctor and I'm having some other kind of illness and he gives me a prescription for a broken toenail, well, his prescriptions are all good, whatever he writes. However, it's not relevant to my backache. You know what I'm saying? So we have to really focus our prayers like a laser beam. We can pray just about for anything, but however, that's not effective in warfare. We must be able to pray specifically. Specifically. In other words, we must apply the weapon that is needed. I just wanted to remind us of that while we, you know, had a few moments. And so our time is gone,
time
for some reason.
However,
what I would like to do to say this was,
is
that
fear
not,
fear
according
not,
to Isaiah chapter 41.
Fear not,
for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. That's from God's word. That's his promise. So let us close with a final prayer. And there may be someone in your friendship ring or in your family that needs strength right now. So let us pray for them right now. And you can insert their name right where it calls for it. And we're going to pray in the first person. Lord, I come before you today knowing that all power is in your hand. I know that you are the Lord and you are you're caring for your people. Right now, my friend is struggling with a difficult storm, a difficult challenge, a difficult circumstance and or trial. And I could see him or her strengthened as their strength is faltering. I could see them being strengthened now as I pray.
Lord,
I know that you have all the strength that my friend needs. I pray that you will reach down and touch him or her right now, wherever he or she is at this moment. Let your presence fill the room where they are right now, and let them feel an extra portion of your strength that can help them to get through this day. They need you now, Lord, and I thank you in advance for meeting their need where they are and shoring up their strength during this difficult time. So we thank you, Lord. We're trusting you, believing you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
So God bless you richly. God bless you today. God bless you.
Amen. God bless everyone.
Bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us.
Give us this moment for their life.